Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I want to mourn the old trees and tell them that we love them.
I've looked at clear cuts and burnt forest and I felt outraged.
We are the crowning glory of God's creation, and all of nature was made for us. Nature is more productive because of us, not less.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Just when you thought it couldn't become more clear, this is Wretched Radio. No doubt for years, if and you've been considering what's happening in our culture, no doubt you've come to the conclusion as a born-again believer, this ain't about politics. This ain't about government. It ain't about borders, education, the arts, humanities, business. It is about a spiritual battle. And that is becoming more and more clear, particularly as we consider the responses to the responses of the assassination attempt. You heard me. I said we're going to consider the responses of the responses of the assassination attempt. Why? Because evangelicals, and we'll be charitable with that moniker because it encompasses a whole lot of folks, but a lot of evangelicals have been speaking up. They tend to be louder voices that are far more engaged, shall we say, in the political realm to try to explain what happened on Saturday night. And for better or for worse, some are better, others are really bad, and the bad ones include almost a presentation like God intervened. He injected himself into human affairs so that Donald Trump would just turn his head at the right moment and the bullet would just graze his ear and it wouldn't take him out. No, that's not how God operates. God is sovereign over everything. Good, evil, bad, calamities. He's ruling and reigning. He didn't tune in to the rally that was happening on Saturday. And notice, there's a guy up on the roof. Oh, I better intervene. That's just bonkers. We go about the business of making genuine decisions. Simultaneously, God has ordained everything. And he uses everything for his predetermined goals. And yet some evangelicals make it sound like, whew, good thing God showed up. Which, by the way, is a phrase we'd do well to reconsider. You know, God really showed up this morning. What about yesterday morning? You know, I think God really moved. When isn't he really moving? The evangelicals who respond and present God almost like a deist deity, who just on occasion checks in with us, is not the way that God runs the universe. He's orchestrating everything as he uses sin sinlessly. There are other people who are explaining that. Oh, God is sovereign over all. But then there are others who are talking like, now this, God spared Donald Trump because he's God's man. And this gets tricky, doesn't it? Because if Donald Trump wins, then he is God's man in that God determined he would be president. Not that God endorsed him for president, but he predetermined that is what is best for everybody in the nation, around the globe, and even for Donald Trump himself. But if we're going to hold that line, we also have to be willing to say, get ready, this is gonna hit your craw pretty hard. Do you know who else is God's president? If you want to use that phraseology, Joe Biden, he's God's president in that he's sitting in the White House by the good pleasure of God himself, because God is working and orchestrating all things for our good and for his glory. Does God endorse Joe Biden? No, God doesn't wear a political badge on his chest and pin it to himself to indicate what party he's for. God is way higher than that, and he's orchestrating everything. And there are some people who are pointing that out to maybe help us have a better understanding of God's sovereignty over all things. But the world is checking in on those responses. and whether those Christian views on the assassination attempt of Donald Trump are good or bad, the world is seeing it and they are gasping. They are absolutely shocked. I've probably been reading more responses to the responses than the responses themselves. I find it fascinating, whether it's an article in USA Today talking about how evangelicals are responding, Politico, hello, they are just, they're agog. They're simply agog. What? They think that God should be brought into the conversation. And it is a reminder that what we are seeing in the political realm ain't about the political realm. This is a spiritual battle that is going on. This is a war of worldviews. This is light and darkness that is happening. And by the way, some evangelicals have made that comment. And the left, oh, that they think this is that there's evil in the Democratic Party. They're just absolutely staggered. And so I've been observing, and I'm being reminded, and I know the importance of the election. It's going to have implications, practical implications that impact all of us. I've been reminded increasingly after the assassination attempt, this ain't going to get fixed by politics. This is not going to get fixed by politics. At the risk of somebody thinking that I'm comparing this to World War II, Mrs. Friel and I were watching some show. Like, you remember the name of any of them. I can read a book and not even remember the title of it. And it was a story of some soldiers that came home after World War II, and they were just getting integrated now back into culture. And this movie revealed that not everybody was like, okay, well, they won, so we're all done with thinking highly about Germany and trying to defend it and saluting Heil Hitlering. There were still those people that were there. And I for some reason, I call me naive, but I was struck by it because I never considered it before, that just because a war is won, that doesn't mean that everybody joins. Oh, okay, I'm dropping my worldview now. And I think that could apply to the political realm and what we're going to experience this fall. We can see the election of the better of the two candidates because both of the candidates are pro-abortion. Make no mistake about it, when you say that it is okay for women to take the morning after pill, you're no longer pro-life. The majority of abortions happen through a pill. And when Donald Trump and J.D. Vance agreed with the Supreme Court that women should have the right to do that, they moved out of the camp of pro-life into pro-choice. Having said that, as we've discussed here before on Wretched Radio, we vote for the lesser of two evils in hopes that the most good will be accomplished. And that's what I hope evangelicals will do. I hope they don't think, well, we can't vote because neither of them are pro-life. I hope that isn't the way people process it. Nevertheless, let's just say the better of the two candidates wins this fall. Do you think people that are on the left, people who do not believe in God, are suddenly going to go, well, alrighty, I guess it's a bad idea to mutilate children who are confused about their gender. All right, fine. Marriage should be between a man and a woman till death do them part. The election has taught me to swap my worldview. It ain't going to change. Now, the election, if Donald Trump gets elected, will it have a more positive impact? I believe so. Will it fix what is broken in this country? Absolutely not. It can't, because this is deeper. It didn't take me long to write a list of the issues that are separating us these days. It's virtually everything. Everything. And I'm telling you, they're absolutely shocked. Okay, one example that I read in response to the assassination attempt. Can we just start calling it AA for short so we don't have to say assassination attempt every single? That's a different institution. The point is, I think it was the Roman Catholic fellow at the Daily Wire, Knowles. Is that his? He's one of the commentators at the Daily Wire.
Michael Knowles.
Michael Knowles.
Yeah.
He was commenting about the women Secret Service agents, the one that was too short to actually cover up the object that she was supposed to be protecting with her life. And hey, we salute them for being willing to do that. And now the footage is of a woman, and it looked like she was in a Laurel and Hardy movie or just Three Stooges trying to get her holster and her gun and just looking perplexed and dazed. And he made the comment, now this would be pretty traditional. Why do we have women protecting political figures? Men should be doing that because that's our role. How dare he? They think that whether you agree with it or not, they think that something that has historically been understood by most is so ghastly awful. But behold, that's right, I said behold. I have a list of the issues that divide us, and we've got to be asking ourselves the question as Christians, what could possibly bring us together? Next on Wretched Radio.
Breaking news, scientists have predicted a massive heat wave of savings at Wretched's global warming sale. See what I did there? Okay, that was kind of weird. Anyway, all this week through the 21st, prices are definitely falling in the Wretched store. Up to 60% off, free shipping on orders over $50, because we believe in actual measurable benefits. And this sale is so hot, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego started sweating. Okay, all right, I'll stop with the bad puns. And unlike certain climate models, our sale delivers as promised. Visit wretched.org/sale before these deals are gone. Stock up now on solid biblical wisdom. That's Wretched's global warming sale at wretched.org/sale, where the only thing rising faster than alleged sea levels will be your biblical knowledge. Okay, I promise that's the last one. Wretched.org/sale.
I know now many wretched people are familiar with the Master's Academy International because you participated in our Bible distribution program to the Philippines. 10,000 John MacArthur Study Bibles were sent courtesy of you. How sweet is that? Heaven is just going to rock. You're going to be sitting at a table. What's your name? It'll be somebody with a Filipino name. Oh, Philippines. You know what? I remember a long time ago, there was a Bible campaign through wretched.org/Bible where we sent MacArthur Study Bibles to the Philippines. You gave to that? I received a MacArthur Study Bible in the Philippines. No way! So if you're at the internet and you visit wretched.org/pastor, you're going to discover Master's Academy International trains pastors internationally in 19 different locations. Thousands of men, as we speak, are being trained to rightly divide the word of truth. You want to strengthen Christ Church internationally? Please visit wretched.org/pastor.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Meet Dr. John Kreitz.
God has to be your God first and foremost before we can even start talking about how you can put this into practice in your life. How is he going to give you your, strength when you're living a life of rebellion against him?
Dr. Kreitz is one of the new 8 powerful voices who will soon join this ministry later this year, creating content that will help speak to this brave new world that we're living in. His word focuses on theology and pastoral care, helping believers grow in their faith and in their love for the church. And your support can help us bring more voices like that of Dr. John Kreitz to the forefront. Just join our $250,000 match campaign. Visit wretched.org/fellows to see how you can partner with us in this brand new initiative. That's wretched.org/fellows. And together we can transform lives with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Books of the Bible. Leviticus is the guidebook for the priests and Levites as they attend to their duties in the temple. In Leviticus, we learn that God is holy, sin is serious, and that God requires a sacrifice for atonement. Thankfully, we have complete atonement in the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, this is going to hurt. This is Wretched Radio. USA Today is it. Ow, that. Oh, now I know what a kidney stone feels like. Friel, no, you don't. You can actually know if somebody you know has had a kidney stone. Do you know how you can know it?
They tell you.
Constantly. And that it, worse than delivering a baby. Now, I haven't had one of them, so perhaps I'm being a little glib about it. But when somebody's had a kidney stone, they're more than, I think, was it Brian Regan did like a 10-minute bit on it. Jeff Allen did like 30 minutes on his kidney stone. Apparently, they're a little painful, but perhaps not as painful as saying USA Today was right. It was an opinion piece. Here's the headline. Trump shooting is an American symptom of something much worse. Now, I don't know if the shooting itself is a revealer of the symptoms that ail this country, because we don't know anything about that kid. And we've seen assassination attempts historically, some successful, some not. But there is something going on in this country that's much worse than what we're seeing in the political realm. Why? Because the political realm is an institution that God has ordained to use as ministers to bring about his desire, singular, and his desire is to be glorified through the redemptive work of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. Period. Full stop. At the end of the day. Okay, the end of the day thing didn't work, but that's what people seem to say a lot when they're trying to be, well, they're trying to buy time. There's something wrong in this here country of ours. It's deep. It's not just political. And this article, I think, makes that point rather swimmingly. Players in the WNBA have resorted to physical violence on the court, angry that one player attracts attention, crowds, and lucrative endorsement deals. Note, that has nothing to do with politics. News filled with stories of aggressive road rage incidents. True, isn't it? Motorists shot over inconsequential acts such as honking at an erratic driver or passing someone on the highway. Note, that has nothing to do with politics, unless somebody has a bumper sticker that says Biden Harris or Trump Vance. You don't know what party they're in, but wow, we're on edge. And by the way, just to be fair and balanced here, sometimes honking is right and good. In fact, sometimes it's a sin to not honk. Like last night when I was trying to get to the elder meeting at church, what should have taken me 12 minutes took me 30 minutes. If people do not learn that you can actually turn on a red light, they need honking. They needed that from me, and I provided it. So not all honking is bad, but you get the point. Neighbors in the midst of disputes over lawns, dogs, after-hour noise, are leapfrogging their homeowner associations and choosing deadly force instead. Note, that has nothing to do with politics. Passengers on commercial airways. You know, we've seen the video, haven't we? Note, nothing to do with politics. Now, politics, I think, is kind of the gathering point for all of these issues. But these issues, I think, need to be examined and understood. Because the election, no matter which way it goes this fall, it is not going to unite. People, since the assassination attempt, they've been talking more about, hey, come on, America, consider your better angels. There used to be a time when we used to just, you know, have these conversations and still go to the diner together. Well, these issues have changed, and an election isn't going to fix them. Now, please, I'm not saying that we don't vote. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be interested. What I'm saying is what's busted ain't going to get fixed through an election. What are the issues that separate left and right? Here's my list, if you will. One side wants the right to murder babies all the way up to birth. Some even after birth. Most of us who are listening to this here program don't want that. That's a we're talking about murder here. That's what this is. That's what happens to children. I don't care if it happens in a Planned Parenthood clinic or if it happens through a prescription pill, which honestly, I expect at some point won't even need a doctor's prescription. You can just buy that stuff. You can already get birth control now. I was at one of the pharmacies, CVS, Walgreens, whatever, and they've got them. Hey, here's your birth control. No hassle. Get your birth control right here on this little stand. That's going to be the birth control pill before you know it. There's one side that's like working hard, like demanding it and calling us accursed because we don't want that right for women to have medical care to terminate the life of their child. Do you think that at the election that suddenly that's going to change? In fact, probably even want to have less hope if you believe that politics can persuade people on issues like this. Now, this is Donald Trump being interviewed. Is this MSNBC? Where was he doing this one, Jimmy?
Well, it was Eric Trump, his son, during the RNC.
All right. Listen carefully.
Republican platform, interestingly, has moved to the center on a couple of key issues. There's no, for the first time in 40 years, the Republican platform does not call for a federal abortion ban. It no longer defines marriage as between one man and one woman, but it doesn't. So is this a sign that your father is moving to the center in some ways or on some issues?
Yes, I think he's always been there on those issues, to tell you the truth. And I think that's reflective of who my father is and what he believes in. And I think that's reflective of my wife, Laura, who runs the RNC and clearly what she believes in. And I'm proud of the party. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, this country has real holes in the roof. And you've got to fix those holes. And you've got to stop worrying about the little, you know, spot on the wall in the basement. You've got to fix those holes. And we've got real immigration problems.
Did you think that the election was going to turn the nation pro-life? Issue number two, in no particular order. There is a side that wants to keep information from parents when the kids are confused about their genders. The other side says, no, teachers, educators, they're servants. That is what that industry used to be considered, like medical professionals, doctors and nurses. They're servants to support parents. There's one side that wants kids and adults to have the right to be mutilated. There is one side that wants to have pornographic homosexual books in children's libraries. Is an election going to make that stop? Are all the librarians going to go, what was I thinking? Of course those books shouldn't be in there. One side wants to teach sex ed. Sorry, if you're an educator teaching sex ed, back off. You have no right talking to our children about this. None whatsoever. And don't give me the, well, if we don't educate them on this, there's going to be more unwanted pregnancies. None of your business. Adults that are not parents shouldn't be talking to children about this subject matter. One side wants to define marriage. The election isn't going to suddenly make everybody go, ah, Obergefell, bad. Let's change it. And same-sex couples adopting, men having babies, toxic masculinity. Anything that is remotely masculine is considered toxic. Well, some of us don't feel that way. There's a side that believes men should be able to participate in women's sports. These issues are really deep. These are spiritual, these are soul issues, these are moral issues, these are worldview issues, these are religion issues. And about half the country is opposed or promoting, but they're opposed to righteousness in many ways and promoting wickedness. And an election isn't going to fix that. please vote in November. Vote for the lesser of two evils. Get engaged in politics if you would like. But perhaps the lesson that we should learn from all of this is there's only one thing that's going to fix this. Somebody who thinks about these issues, the list that I just recited, who affirms all of the, yes, it's good to mutilate you, yes. Nothing short of regeneration is going to change that. Nothing. So if you're not happy that America is collapsing, and I don't know anybody who is, there is only one solution, and that is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing short of evangelizing a lost nation, proclaiming the gospel, the law and the gospel, will fix the ills that ail us. This is Wretched Radio.